I'm going to start with the adult book, which is a little bit different.
And this isn't a fiction, is it?
It's not. It's a memoir. It's called Why Be Happy When You Can Be Normal, and it's by Jeanette Winterson, who has written a lot of books for adults and children, but this is her story of her childhood. And I was given this book as a Christmas present, which is unusual because people daren't give me any books. So it's particularly brave of this friend, and it did turn out to be the perfect present. It's a book I wanted to read for some time. And it's the author was famous for her first novel, which is called Orange Is Not the Only Fruit, which was made into a television drama, which was quite groundbreaking some time ago now. But this book is the author revisiting that story, that early life of her childhood, and it's bringing that story up to date by talking about how the success of that novel affected her and how she's continued to struggle with relationships due to the treatment of her adopted mother, which is what the story is about. It's growing up as a child adopted by a very domineering, unloving, and religious woman, and it affected her, obviously, quite starkly. But this book also accounts how she went in search of her real mother, and it's quite a stunning read. The writing is beautiful, but it's to the point. There's nothing superfluous about it, and the account is quite honest, starkly honest, in fact, and even shocking in its description of the author's relationship with her mother. But it's not a misery tome, and it isn't angry or aggressive. It is, though, quite moving, and it's also full of hope and wisdom. And I'd argue that it makes the reader look at their own life and count your blessings, if you like. And there's one particular passage which sprung out to me from what Jeanette Winterson says, and she explains that she learned a brutal lesson in not overlooking or misunderstanding what is actually there in your hands now. And she says, we always think the thing we need to transform everything, the miracle, is elsewhere. But often it's right next to us. Sometimes it is us, ourselves. So the book is a powerful account of her childhood. But it's also there's also a message in there of why we should guard our libraries, because this was what saved the author in her bleak childhood, she says. It was being able to escape into other worlds which were provided through books and reading. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great book to start the year, really.
It sounds inspiring. I read somewhere else someone said that if it hadn't have been for the beautiful writing, it would be totally depressing, but somehow it isn't.
No, it isn't. And I think the author's own attitude to life is quite inspiring, because she's very accepting of what was her lot and tries to make sense of things and tries to look for the good. And I think it is just inspiring to hear her write that.
Okay, so that was Why Be Happy When You Can Be Normal by Jeanette Winterton, published by Vintage. It's paperback. Yeah.